The family of late broadcaster Komla Dumo, led by the paramount chief of Aplao, Togbe Amanyafiti, has officially informed government of his death. Komla died of cardiac arrest at his residence in London a week ago. An uncle of Komla Dumo, Ambassador James Victor Agbeho, said the family is yet to decide on when the remains of the broadcaster will be flown in, as well as funeral plans. President Mahama, who received the delegation, said the late Komla was one of the illustrious sons of Ghana and had a phenomenal career. He said government is ready to offer any assistance to the family with regards to planning of the funeral. Pascaline Adadevo reports.
Journalist of the year 2003 and BBC broadcaster Komla Afeke Dumo died a week ago at his London residence in what the family says is as a result of cardiac arrest. Having made his mark on the airwaves, Komla won the hearts of many, both young and old. His illustrious career as a broadcaster inspired many. Komla's exemplary life led to his installment as Togbe Tenvi of Aplao Avoime, where he hails from. Togbe Tenvi translates as my beloved son, which indicates how proud his family is of him. Togbe Amanyafiti expresses the pain of his loss.
A sudden death of our beloved son, Komla Afeke Dumo. Komla Afeke Dumo, as on early hours of Saturday, 18th January 2014 in London, he was 41. Komla was my traditional first son. He distinguished himself as a royal from the royal primacy of Gofanu and Ablogome and the division of Avoime and Aflawu, respectively. He was installed as Sohifia Youth Commander-in-Chief of Aflawu Traditional Area. Komla Dumo's love for Africa, not only as his homeland, but his work, which he represented, reported, and defended to the core with his recognizable voice, stature, and sheer presence, will be forever remembered. Komla Afeke Dumo's death came to us as a shock. It has really robbed Aflawu, Ghana, Africa, and the whole world of a voice of wisdom.
President Mahama said Komla's death is not only a loss to the family, but Africa and indeed the world. He said Komla was a personal friend who called on him anytime he was in town. From Switzerland, where the president participated in the World Economic Forum, he passed through Komla's residence in London to console his wife and family.
Following the adoption of the new constitution, several stations started popping up, and one of them was Joy FM. And so when this young man came as the morning show anchor, you know, he very quickly, as he's always done because of his talent, you know, gathered a very beautiful listenership, and all of us would never miss the morning show because Komla Dumo was anchoring it. I mean, his depth of knowledge and, I mean, his ability to interview was unparalleled. I mean, if you were not in the studio and he was interviewing somebody, every question you wanted to ask yourself, if you were the interviewer, Komla will ask that question and even more. And when he announced to me that the BBC had made him an offer and he was thinking of taking it up, he spoke with me, and I knew that Africa was going to discover a gem that we had in Ghana. He was going to become the possession of not only Ghana, but the whole of Africa and the world at large. And that is exactly what happened.
Government says it is ready to assist the family in whichever way to give the ace broadcaster a befitting burial.
Pascaline Adadevo.